Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Humor at Work. So I want to speak up about the need to speak up at work. A recent survey found that 85% of employees, 85% across a diverse range of workplaces, admitted to keeping quiet rather than speaking up about important concerns. 50% of employees in a tech company felt it wasn't safe to express dissenting views, while 40% of scientists at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration felt they would face retaliation if they spoke up about safety concerns. So how would your workplace stack up? You know, whether we're talking about workplace safety, someone presenting a new idea in a meeting, or a frontline employee asking the CEO a challenging question, an environment that shuts down opposing viewpoints or suppresses difficult questions and open communication is a recipe for disaster. Morale suffers, employees become disengaged, creativity and innovation are stifled, and employees' lives can even be put at risk. A low-trust, communication-stifling workplace also suppresses humor in the workplace. And that's when you've clearly crossed a line in my books, when the laughter dies. You know, open and honest communication doesn't just happen by accident. You need to work at it. So cruise by my website, www.humoratwork.com. I've got two fabulous articles there. One called What Stops Employees from Speaking Up? What Helps Employees Speak Up? And the other one is Speaking Up, How to Encourage More Open and Honest Communication. This is too important a topic to just leave to chance. You need to have this discussion with your team. You need to take steps to encourage open and honest communication in your workplace, and you need to make sure everyone feels comfortable having a voice. And now my fun at work tip. As I'm doing the old podcast, we're coming up to June 15th, which happens to be official recess at work day. But, you know, you don't need to do it just for recess at work day. You could do this anytime. Why not remind yourself, your team, of the rejuvenating power of recess that we all use to practice? Remind your team of the rejuvenating power of getting away from the computer screens for a while, up out of your chairs and having a little fun. So if you cruise to the website again, www.humoratwork, you will find 15 ideas, 15 recess at work ideas to help your team get started and get back to playing at recess. And the quote of the week from Cullen Hightower: laughing at our own mistakes can lengthen our own life. Laughing at someone else's can shorten it. Well said. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, there's a Museum of Failure opening this June in Sweden, which will feature an eclectic array of failed products, such as Harley-Davidson perfume, Bic pens made exclusively for women, they were known as Bic for Her, and Trump, the board game. The museum is also planning events focused on failure, such as musicians playing failed musical pieces or beer tasting events involving failed brews. So what would you include in a museum of failure? The mind reels at the possibilities. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.